Yeah, banging. Right. We're on then, aren't we? Yeah, we're recording. So, Sam.
Sam, a.k.a. Dave. ASL, mate.
Age, sex, and location. yeah, you're right.
Yeah, not so bad, thank you.
But yeah, it's good to have you here.
We've got him on.
good.
We don't bite. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got best headphones anyway.
Sound.
Well, yeah, the locked in, locked on. 50 licks, so that's camera. Inside.
Now then.
Sam Ocknell, Dave Ocknell. Where did Dave come from then?
Just from being a bit thick, I think. Yeah. My brother started calling at me when he came back from work once, and it just stuck, really. So
it is funny that.
So he came home and started calling me Dave.
So Jimmy, you just decided you were called Dave.
Yeah, Jimmy started it, really.
I've known you as Dave forever.
I reckon it's been 8 years now. 8, 10 years I've been a Dave. Well, I've been a Dave 24 years.
Yeah, I think when we went Langolan and you was on the Patriot, you were Dave then.
Patriot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
You don't remember that orange you had?
Oh, the black orange, yeah.
When you were running down on that last run.
Yeah.
Bunch of. Loose, we're getting clips and I'm running past him like, don't look at camera cams.
Really? Yeah. Oh, man. Some time has passed, mate.
When had Masters there then?
Don't know.
That's where Gullat Fuck went, wasn't it?
No, yeah, that was Gullat Fuck Dave.
Yeah.
No, that were Matt were uplifting us and he kept shouting that at you.
Time, because we had a bit of a funny moment on the way home with that soft top.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We really had a funny moment.
We had to pull off early, didn't we?
Get away. Big getaway.
Funny.
Some rum times when the Hocknulls were involved, that's for sure, isn't it?
Yeah. Never a dull moment.
That's mad. What's how's life changed then, becoming a professional mountain biker since back in them days? Were you still at school then?
Yeah, I would have been at school then. But that was way before. Well, I suppose that was when I first started riding with you, really, wasn't it? But I think we had I did a bit of work after school for a bit, but part-time.
Part-time.
Me and Ev back in day. But yeah, it's changed quite a lot, really. It's unbelievable. Dream job, isn't it?
Mate, you're really making the most of it. It's amazing to see you make the most of opportunities and your work ethic's really solid. And
not heard that before.
And yeah, well, I know, but everybody gives you grief, don't they? When you're a pro rider, everybody gives you grief. It's like, oh yeah, you don't know what it's like to graft. It's like, I had a quid for every time I'd heard that.
When I were living with you, we were getting called breathers, weren't we? Jimmy'd wake up and be like, all you've got to do is breathe.
What are you two doing tonight? Breathing.
What's breathers doing?
Oh, it was good that. Wake up, FIFA.
Yeah.
Bit of breathing then. You're riding, innit?
Yeah. Bit of food, breathe a bit more. Nah, that's mint, man.
Killing it lately, though. Like, since coming back from the injury.
Yeah.
Been like a steady ramp up and then you just been killing it again, haven't
you? Yeah, it's just weird when you're out on an injury, innit? So you just feel like you're not doing anything.
That is the hardest bit, isn't it?
So you're kind of panicking about not doing something, then when you do get back, you're kind of hungry again, aren't you?
Yeah. Well hungry.
Feel like you learn bits when you're injured anyway. You think all that time, you're like, oh, I can't ride, but you're thinking about it, and then you get on it and you're like,
yeah, it was
something to learn.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Good bit of time off.
Subliminally picked something up, whether you're meant to or not, just because you were so dedicated watching everything, like you wouldn't do when you can ride.
Yeah.
You're way more into it when you can't, aren't you?
Yeah.
Proper.
Mega. And Hardline, how was that?
Hardline was a mega week. I mean, riding that is nuts, but like riding it how them boys do. The racers, when they're racing down, it is completely different level. Like, we go there just to get down, really. So it's kind of fun, but racing it's new. I don't know. It's just nuts. Just like watching them go down, like,
yeah, pushing through big.
They do it week in, week out, though. Like, that is, like, what they do. But watching them learn it and watching, like, Brooke and my boys follow you through jumps to get comfortable just put the biggest smile on my face. Like, they were just so trusting in your ability.
Yeah,
That was insane to see. Like, yeah, proper proud dad moment.
Yeah, that was first hit, so that was good fun. I'd flow in. We had Flo, Matt, and someone else behind, just a bit of a train through, which we just got to the bottom and we were absolutely buzzing. But well, doing a full run's mental. It's like, obviously, you can do a few jumps, pull off, have a breather, talk about it, but doing full run, that's the hardest thing for me, I reckon.
Yeah, the intensity of just like
you've done something and you're thinking, right, breathe here, but you forget about the in-between bit. You're thinking about the next jump, which is down the track.
There's mad techers in between.
Yeah, so the little techy bits in between, that's when you make your mistakes. Because I'm thinking about something else, like breathe here, because I'll be tired for that bit.
I'm good at breathing.
Yeah.
I practice at breathing.
I've been doing that for years.
I can't imagine it, mate. That's wild.
Right, we're good crack. It's they put on a good event, to be fair. It seems like they want you to get bladdered. They literally carry a Red Bull fridge around with them, like,
you boys don't take much convincing.
You're like, are you done? 11:30 before quali night. Are you done? I think so. Got a whole fridge here. Oh, fuck it then. Let's get blitzed.
Mad.
But it's like they just want it, really. It's good.
Gotta look after you. You are making an event for him, man. So
yeah, and if you boys are all buzzing, man, it's gonna be good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good week.
What I wanna, because I talk to me about football days as a younger.
Football days are
because you were Man City. Not many people can say that.
Yeah, well, only whippersnapper Man City, but yeah.
But that level though, like,
United fan, Man City. Academy was, yeah, that was good fun. It weren't good fun.
No way, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So I used
playing
to,
for the enemy.
Sabotaging
the enemy, yeah. But they were the better academy, really. So our old family were just like, just stick with it, the better. And then we used to play United's academy. And they were pretty crap. Well, not crap, but you know, like compared to compared to City, it was a different sort of style anyway. But Everton were like the top dogs of the academy in our league. So Everton.
Did you ever play them?
Well, we used to play Everton, yeah. They were mint.
Did they win with you?
Well, we've lost and drawn and we've won.
What?
No way.
But we always used to have a good game of them, really. So, but they were always the top dogs, really.
Mad. And what age was that?
I think I started at under sevens until like 9, 10.
What?
And they were like meal plans and were it all.
I don't know. I just remember having to get suits and stuff to turn up to games and used to have like training kit and just all serious, really mad.
I ended up watching, I watched a vid the other day of Man United youth playing some foreign team. They were like on tour and Ronaldo's young'un were playing.
Really?
Yeah, but honestly, like they are. So insanely good. They were just running rings around this other
what
team.
What age is it, is lad?
They must have been like 10. Yeah. Something.
Who, United's academy now?
Yeah, yeah. Like under 10s or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that because it's like, you know, even like all celebrations they're doing, they're like probably
into it.
Yeah.
I would never want to celebrate and start dancing around.
No, as times have gone on and it's changed and all, like.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
They probably knew they were getting filmed and that.
Yeah. Well, he was doing Ronnie's celebration.
He did his dad's celebration. No. Yeah, big soo.
No way. That's funny, that, isn't it?
Yeah. But, yeah.
I ever wanted to do, though, when I was there, was just play with my mates, which were local. So it was just like pretty big commitment to go there 4 times a week. So.
Yeah, that's. Remember, not, even when I never played at that level, just literally Sunday League, but I once you had to sign on your signature.
Oh, you have them cards?
Yeah, you sign on before a game and I didn't know what my signature was, so I used to do different signatures every game.
Oh, yeah, that's me now, that.
And I had to go in for a meeting to FA with my mom and granddad to do to prove it with me because I'd done all these different signatures.
Stop
and my mom, yeah, I was like 10. My mom was just, hello, kids, you want to talk? Yeah, my mom was like, this is ridiculous. Like, what? Yeah.
What league were you in?
Just Sunday League. Literally just like local kid football. But it's just like that serious and...
Mad that, innit?
Yeah.
I did you.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, I can't, like, Man City level, you know, I can imagine why it almost like make or break you. You have to be really into it to...
Yeah, it was mad.
Yeah.
I know, I thought mountain bikes were serious, but it wasn't really.
What, it racing?
As a kid.
As a young and it wasn't. I mean, it was and it wasn't. Like, Danny was always super serious and was always like a few, but not everybody was that serious.
Mm.
And you could kind of find your place within it. Not like on a team.
Team spot,
you've
yeah.
all got to be on the same page, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't really just slot in at some point.
And I reckon if your manager is seeing you're not serious, they're probably not going to put you on the team or something. So,
nah, not to, yeah, he's not going to feel it, is he?
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, individuals.
Yeah, mad. Mad. 7 to 10. I didn't start racing bikes till I was 10. Matt was too young. You were meant to be 12.
Really?
So I lied about my age and men like, I wasn't serious. When I was 10, I was literally just doing ball
he's
riders.
Not serious now, is he?
just slipping pedals and just getting stuck between my seat and my back tire and then running down.
And.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it were good times, but I'm not like regretting giving it up.
You know?
No. I still love footy and that. Like, I love playing football, but I wouldn't regret it.
Nice, that's good to know.
It's always, nets are up in parts.
Really?
Nets. Sending pictures at nets. Let's go here.
Like getting Cody to fetch ball for him.
Not anymore. His joints are buggered, aren't they?
Yeah, you see, he's getting a bit old now.
Yeah.
Can you see him on camera? You know.
He's jetting, he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Cody. Tell us about Cody. Everybody's seen him somewhere, haven't they? But what's
Cody,
the
Cody, he's just an 8.5-year-old lab. And he's been with us since day one, really. I got him when I was 16.
But he...
Best thing I ever bought, that.
Yeah.
Best thing I ever bought.
Hundreds.
Better than Xbox.
Probably. Better than
about...
FIFA 23, I don't know.
He closed the door behind
you. Did you buy him?
Yeah, well, Jimmy put like 200 in, I put 350.
Really?
I put a bit
Is that
more,
what it was?
I put a bit more in case I...
Yeah,
so
he's
splitting up.
Yeah, yeah. He's mine.
He's fucking
You
mad,
get dad status.
Yeah.
Price of labs has probably gone up double, I mean.
They were like $2,000 for a bit. Like they, obviously, that was 8 years ago, six and a half.
Mad.
Yeah, I think the neighbours' little fox ones were going for silly money.
Fox reds, I think they go for more and all.
Do they?
Wash little ginger things, aren't they?
Yeah. But don't they come out of the same litter? Don't they?
You can do, yeah.
It's
I mean, you can get a red and out of a black litter,
yeah.
I think.
But he's got some skills, hasn't he? He can dribble
oh,
ball.
He can dribble, right?
Like, he's
get,
actually
he can
a
get
good...
a bit fired up and bite it, but he does dribble, doesn't he?
Dribbles.
Best behaved dog I've ever come across.
It's like his daddy's good at dribbling.
Breathing and dribbling.
He's a dribbler.
But you tell him to close door.
Oh, he can close door.
He closes the door.
He's letting
down.
Eat out. He's having to learn out closed door.
Eating in cheap.
How long does that take?
Just told him jump at door every time, give him a biscuit, not long, and then when you sat down, just say jump at door. Close door, he's done it. And
I used to love doing that. I mean, if it would just feel like shut door, Cody, you do that. Like, min, I've done it.
I've done it, he's done it, I've done it.
That is min, isn't it?
Good times, man.
I'd sold 3 years and he'll just about come back when I shout his name now. Definitely no doors getting closed.
Doors getting smashed open.
Yeah. Doors getting chewed.
To do a runner.
Yeah, fences getting jumped.
Caught a sentence.
Chickens getting chased.
Still got one.
One
chicken is hanging in there and we've we thought harsh to keep just one and want to get like a fresh set.
I thought you had a fresh lot.
We had a fresh lot, probably.
They've been done over again.
Yeah, yeah, we had 12. We went down to 7 and now Foxcombe took 6. We got 1. But it's harsh because it's by itself.
That's what ours were like.
So we've like shut it out of its pen and
waiting for it to get merged.
Thinking it'll go. And now it just chills with the cats in the stable. So it's just like found
cats
a new home.
Cats are looking just, after it.
Yeah. No thinks way. It's the cat started meowing. It's just chilling. Can't get rid of it.
It's had a Derek in litter box.
It's got litter box on. Just pecking some jelly meat chunks. And yeah, mad thing.
What I want to ask you a question about going high on your on jumps, Dave.
That was on my thing. What is your motivation to pull up so hard?
Because it is like a superpower. It's like when you're saying about Brooke falling. Like if I follow Dave through a jump the first time and not hit, I'm like, it's almost still the same as not hitting it. Because
it's that far away from what's going to go down.
He'll pop high. You're like, wow. Do you know what I mean? It's.
I don't really know where it came from, but I think just watching all you boys in different ways, but picked it up. Like obviously, you have different things that you prefer doing, and like I just like pulling up. Really,
looks like strength mixed with skill to perfection.
Yeah, not really.
Exactly. The balance is dialed. I don't think I've seen you land on your back wheel unless you're intentionally landing to Manny. But sometimes when I try and pull as hard as I can, I'm just.
No, there's definitely
there's no
times.
Coming back.
There's definitely times I'm landing funny, but you've got to, well, yeah, just put the good ones out, haven't you?
Put the good ones out. Insta versus reality.
Yeah, yeah, I'm landing back wheel all the time. No, I just go for that, really. Just hit a jump and pull as hard as you can.
Yeah, me and Sammy were laughing the other day. We were chatting about him. We were saying, he said Cade was riding with you at Revs.
Yeah, yeah, he did a few laps. Well, we like met him at top of 50. He did 50 with him and then they carried on because we were just doing a bit of filming.
Nice.
And then we met him again like halfway down a free ride. But I didn't get to follow him really, but them boys were just like, whoa, he's next level.
Well, we were saying like, he's like, yeah, he's strong, isn't he? He's so strong and like his stature's bigger than you, isn't it?
Who?
Cade.
Yeah, it's chunky.
Like he's chunky, isn't he? And I was like, do you reckon he's stronger than Dave? And me and Sammy were like laughing and like, don't think anybody's stronger than
Dave. Like, especially no if he's had 10 fights.
Yeah. Got that washing machine. Yeah. Watching, that was a hard line. Watching Craig run at you.
Oh, yeah.
Craig ran at you, and then we just called it a washing machine because it just got tumbled and went out the other side.
Through that pub.
Yeah, and then he like pissed him off. So he tried it again and he just got a washing machine even after. It's like, this lad's smaller and skinnier than me, and he's just absolutely balled me up.
Craig's a good fighter, and he like a funny fighter.
Yeah, you just have a lanky and
you just have a proper scat of him, and he's buzzing after. But it's just been. But that was like, what year was that? 19,
I think.
Yeah.
No, 18.
18.
18. That was.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, yeah.
Was that after the train do, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Had a
big sesh.
Train.
That was a big sesh, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was.
Was that midweek then?
It would have been midweek.
Maybe
yeah.
Given rain the next day or something.
Yeah. I think we were blitzed, but all night in 18.
Yeah. That was mint, yeah, to be fair.
It was like a lad's holiday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, what we're doing tonight? Hard. Got this meal and then it's get blitzed. That's Sam.
A few jumps tomorrow. Yeah.
Just hit some jumps tomorrow, mega.
Very good. That strength's got to come from having 2 older brothers.
Getting battered all the time when I was younger, yeah. Yeah, that was just from getting battered all the time.
Did they used to batter you?
Yeah, yeah, quite a lot. If I was ever naughty, my mum would just set them 2 on me and just rough me up for a bit, and then buzz off it.
I bet they would. That is mad, isn't it? Is there like, because obviously Buxton's big farming, isn't it? But like Hockenall, is the farming stock in the...
Not a clue.
Because farmers are strong, aren't they?
Farmers are strong, aren't they? Not that we're farmers. We're strong, but yeah.
You could be.
Farmers are gnarly, aren't they?
You go out in wellies on the bike.
Oh, I've got wellies.
You got a set of wellies.
I've got a set of wellies in a green coat.
Yeah, you got a wax jacket. Yeah.
I ain't got a wax one. No, not that trick. I ain't got one of them yet.
Got a gun.
Chips has just got one, actually. He's got a waistcoat, though. He's got
Andy, you can see how's a killer.
Yeah.
I mean,
got some ridgeline.
Found a belter in Annecy, went this just like a warehouse full of secondhand clothes. Like, they hadn't even been put out yet, though. It was just boxes of mixed mad garments.
What, in Annecy?
Yeah. Like cow vintage or whatever, but way less organized and really cheap. Got this Burberry wax jacket. Yeah, it's trick. It's not Burberry in color, just the brand. Like, probably was a few quid back in day.
Yeah.
It's like tatty. I'm buzzing it's tatty because it looks like I've had it time. Yeah. I go around. It's like, yeah, I've had this year.
Patch it up.
Had that fashion from a long time.
When we went knocking on doors the other week trying to get that permission for the Enduro, just like...
Oh, the Bali one?
Yeah, put jacket on, put boots on, landed up. Mate, he picked Adam up, he was like, fuck. no, should I put some wellies on?
Country up.
Air Max, and he's like, puffing jacket. Child. I was like, no, it'll work, don't worry.
Oh, it was bit so of contrast.
Who went with you?
Adam Siebes from ATS Cycles.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah.
Me and him organising it.
Nice.
Yeah, oh. It was funny. He wasn't ready for my countryness when I turned up.
Speaking about jackets, it crossed my mind the other day when we went to London. We went London on train for a day trip, and we were in at Camden Market, and we got a leather jacket each, me, him and Sammy, but he had like this leather studded little crop thing, like it.
What?
Full punker, like motorbiking jacket.
Belly
out. I don't even know. Yeah, belly, like sleeves are like double the length of the body. Like some big collar
all studded color. Up, mate.
Very good.
Funny.
Then,
mate, that was such a good day. We just... Sammy had already got a penny board, hadn't he?
Yeah. When penny boys...
So we got the train to London, went in this shop, both bought one, not just in Piccadilly, and we skated about 15 miles, didn't we?
Yeah,
just
still
skated around London all day. It was mint.
They were dodgy, them things, weren't they?
Yeah. Well dodgy.
They were good fun. I loved it for ages, that.
Yeah, same. That was good fun. Sketchy thing.
Proper sketchy.
I remember being on the getting some stuff thrown at us in Chef. We've been on them, I'm pretty sure.
From
by a load of skaters. Yeah. Throwing stuff on it. What you doing?
What are you doing on that little thing?
Mint. Good times.
Yeah, I can't imagine skaters are that into them, aren't they?
No. Like scooters. Although scooters are becoming more accepted, aren't they?
And penny boards, isn't it? Like, I'm sure some...
Well, yeah, Ralph probably thinks penny boards are pretty well.
Into wheels.
Yeah, I put penny wheels on my skateboard. Been for them pump tracks, like tarmac pump tracks.
What's in store for this winter then?
This winter is just... don't know. No plans, just ride as much as I can. Strengthen wrist up and get stuck into whatever, really. You doing a film or not? 50 film.
No, I'm not. Not this winter, no. Finished. Well
you've done one all year, yeah, suppose, yeah. So.
Yeah, I guess.
But normally it's been like this time of year when we've started.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on it.
Doing the other films.
But I think weather's been baba this winter. But like, because last year we started filming in October and put it out Christmas Day. And thinking
crazy
about
how compact that is.
Yeah.
In it, like that is so compact, really. Yeah.
It's only a month and a half away, really.
What, Christmas?
Yeah, and like
yours done now.
Yeah, exported it last night.
Lovely job.
Buzzing.
I know. I feel like it's been more wind though than rain.
Yeah.
Ground's not actually that wet, but the wind.
Oh, it was dry up there today.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, isn't it? That quarter ain't gonna dry though. Did you see the quarter at the bottom?
No.
You know
what, near step up?
Yeah.
No. Into... We didn't go down because of all these new chains we've seen, like these little funny keys that don't go in. Should have seen Droga try and get in them.
Yeah, he seemed like he was like, he was organising something differently.
I was sat in on that skinny road and he was like, what's he doing with that gate? And he couldn't get in anyway. He's rang you and I'm sure he told me code that you told him after he'd rang. Then he'd put it in and he went, oh, it works. So we're in. And then we had chains on tracks.
But yeah. It was just did it before we went away for peace of mind, just so nobody bent themselves when we went around.
Yeah.
You know, the kids.
I thought you'd have the keys. So we're going, you've got a load of screws around it, haven't you? So we're just going to go get a screwdriver out of
the box. Just pull it out,
universal key.
Yeah.
I know,
you can either use the key or use a screwdriver on the side of it.
There's four little keys holding it in.
Very good.
No Beamer this winter. To be fair, how long is it since you drove a Beamer?
Probably 2 years.
Tell me about driving a Beamer.
Well, you feel like James Bond, don't
you? It's the best, isn't it?
No, it was sick, that thing. It was falling to bits by the time came to an end. Exhaust was dragging on the floor and stuff, and then lodged it with some wire, and then that ended up snapping. Then it packed up kind of. But now you've got the cat out, it's pretty sweet.
It's running, mate. Well, yeah. It was running, then I put a battery back in the immobiliser, now it won't start, weirdly.
Yeah, it'd be the battery.
Also, anyway, because bit of driving in the board, didn't we?
Yeah.
Bit of driving in the board, so a bit of opposite lock just came naturally, didn't it?
I remember when we went on about this other day, weren't we? But going out drifting in mine when it was snowing.
Yeah. That was sick, that your fresh tyres on Beamer.
We just like did a lap of this roundabout and just keeping it going.
Feathering it.
Yeah, then we kept it going, come off roundabout, still going, then there's like two parked cars like offset, and he just like like drifted through these cars and we were both quiet and we were laughing afterwards, just like
insane feeling, isn't it?
Yeah,
insane feeling. I love that obviously
on snow it's pretty easy, isn't it?
You do feel I remember the first time I had a Volvo for ages before it snowed, like the first time I bought a car to drift it. Little sort of hatchback, weird looking thing, 340. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Right.
Old, really entry level car. Well, super safe. Cheap though, bought it for £400. 1.4. The cheapest rear wheel drive you could insure in the UK, the smallest engine rear wheel drive vehicle you could get, and just welded the diff and then barely had the power to do much, even in the wet. But then it snowed one day and I remember just going around none of the state for about 2 hours. Just like...
Dead slow.
But just like, it just carries on, best it? Feeling mega. In the world.
You pretty much come to a stop to it, weren't you?
Just go again.
Is that one with... Did you have that as your display picture on Facebook, drifting that?
No, that was a Corolla. Similar shape, though.
Yeah. That on got it back.
Yeah. Come downhill, mate. Downhill.
Mint.
That was a mint car, though.
That was a mint car. AE85.
Yeah. 86. Yeah, bad boy. Only 1.6, but revved.
Sammy's got your old Volvo now, hasn't he? Subi. He always kicks off that I call it a Volvo.
He always does.
Like, my next door's got a Volvo. He's like, it's a Subi, your nipple.
Mint. Right, about it.
Japanese, mate. It's not
it's proper, isn't it? It's mint.
Big things.
Big things.
Yeah, I've still never experienced Roscoe's driving firsthand. I would like to. Does Goodwood, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does Goodwood. Yeah, we went there not this year, but I think my brother went.
Yeah, but Roscoe's Dave's dad, by the way.
Yeah, my daddy. He's it's a good experience, really. Sat in with him, feeling.
And he raced F3, did he?
F2.
And now he's a.
He just drives like an exhibition
driver.
I wouldn't know what you'd call it really, but he does like drifting.
Demo, sort of.
Fast track. And then just takes people out, really, teaches them how to drive, launches cars,
and
stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty sick. But yeah, being in cars is mega. You can just proper feel how fast they are and good crack.
Yeah, mint.
That was a good day, Goodwood. He was just like, he got us in, got us some tickets. He's like, whatever you do, just keep cool-headed. Don't get too blitzed.
in general, best behaviour.
Yeah, in festival, like, he's working for Jag at time. Like, well, yeah, X sound. We're on bottle of wine by 8:30. Just like, what else do we do here? We're not that arsed about cars, so we just may as well get blitzed. So we looked at wheel. Like, by the time that gets fully round, we'll have to finish this bottle of wine. So we'd had a bottle of wine, we're on beers.
What's the wheel of the car?
No, the big wheel that lift, whatever it is. The ride.
Oh, no way. Yeah.
Not an hour.
Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
I thought you meant clock.
No, sorry. And we went straight to Jag tent anyway, wanting a bit of a feeling car. And he was just like, oh, no.
We'd
just robbed a golf buggy, drove it around Goodwood. He's like, get out of here, just get gone. We obviously put it back, we left. We didn't rob it.
Courteous. We didn't drive home in it.
Left the keys in it and put it back near security, but we just took it for a drive.
Demoed it.
It was a good crack.
No way.
I always love seeing vids of him because it's like, I only know Roscoe from being around. I've never seen him in a car.
Yeah.
And when I see him drive like around Bucko and that, he's always
always a steady driver.
Yeah, but then you see him on track and he's just
straight face with a little handguard.
Yeah, with a shirt on.
Yeah. School chow on.
Right, good.
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah, he's good.
Giving it to him, Roscoe. Jack.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, I'm really does.
I mean,
yeah, good times, mate. And then, last one for me is just like how, like, getting a whip to like 90 degrees and pulling it back is like conceivable in my perception. It's like a doable physical task. But then, like, at what point did you think I can just like do a 180 and then come back straight again?
I don't know if it's been a 180, but I think it's just keep pushing until you're crashing it. And then I got to a point where I didn't crash and pulled it back. So I just think you've got to feel it out with the carve. Like if you're just throwing it sideways, you've got to do it in like a bit of a carve way, aren't you?
Yeah, so you can still get it back.
Yeah. But to be honest, I'm not too sure.
Fair enough. I'm not.
It's weird,
that,
isn't
that
it?
One
it's
of Malvin's like, it, beauty on it.
Insane.
Yeah, to be fair, that was probably the best one I've ever done, but we'll have to see if we can do one of them again. We'll see.
Do you prefer whipping on a ramp like that or a dirt ramp lip?
I don't think it matters.
Mud
really.
Ramp,
I don't think it matters really. I just think it matters on the bike. Like, I think if it's triple clamp forks, I find it a bit harder because you've got the lock stops.
Yeah.
But with that little tiny bike, it's a major advantage. And they just...
That's so funny, mate. I feel the opposite.
Really? Well, because you were on Jekyll, weren't you?
Yeah, and I have not been good at doing
29 wheels. Like
anyway.
Mine were 27, small frame. So obviously you can just lean off it, do whatever.
Yeah, but when I throw my little one, it just gets stuck. I feel like I need a bit of
yeah,
summit to come back.
Yeah,
with.
I know what you mean.
But you, yeah, that's yeah, it's I so mean, rad to hear that, but it's just so, it just blows my mind.
I mean, on bigger jumps, I think you'd want a bigger bike. But
true.
With that sort of style of double.
Yeah, it was quite a pokey, weird. Short thing,
yeah, it was
really,
just a quick
wasn't
little
it?
Thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, true, true. But wasn't actually, that. It didn't feel like it was that long for me.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I wasn't going
that time you'd
you.
Got your big bike off. It's, I just think that worked a lot better, the small, for that event.
What were you riding in, oh, it was your medium. In yeah.
Yeah, that was a good crack.
That was quite a big jump.
That
well,
was a
bigger
big
jump, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit bigger.
Where's that?
Winterberg.
Oh, yeah, and you got the W.
Yeah, yeah, what's that festival called?
Wheels, Dirt Masters.
Dirt Masters,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a medium, probably 27, was it?
Yeah.
Because you were on Big Horse.
Yeah, I was on a Twin Shark, wasn't I?
Pre 97.
Pre 97.
Remember Leger when you did that flip?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that was a whip off, wasn't it?
Yeah. And he
got fired up on my first crack where he said, I thought, I'm going to pull a flip. Yeah. Just landed clean on my head. Woke up over like cross out in about 10 seconds.
I'm landing.
Tomo came up to me, like picked me up. Well, like, I got up and I'd just seen two of them for 10 seconds. I was like, shit.
Mad.
Like, what is going on here?
Mad.
Then it just came round. Like, I think I'm done. I think I'm done for today.
I've had enough of that.
I'm all right, landed on my head again.
That was a nice jump, wasn't it?
That was a sick jump. That was mud, wasn't it?
Yeah, and just like a pedal down a hill at it.
Yeah, it was always a bit of a different speed every time because you got a bit fired up and then pedaled a bit more, didn't you?
Yeah.
But it's quite good, that.
Yeah, good, yeah. Yeah. Wow, that
what
must
year
have been 2018.
Was it?
Must have been.
Same bike, actually. Yeah,
yeah, Commie. Royal, yeah. First time we went Royal.
Royal, yeah.
So Dave rode... You had a Commie Furious for 2 years, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, commensal, yeah.
And you didn't get a new shock the second year.
No.
And you'd been riding my bike all year. And then I was looking at it and I was like, you're like cranks pretty much on the floor when you pedals yeah. down. Like, yeah. What's going on? He was like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, did the shock fit in all right? He was like, I had to file it down to get it in. And it was a year they'd switched from my...
Yeah, they metric. Changed, hadn't they?
Yeah, to metric. So the shock had gone well longer, hadn't it?
Yeah,
and you just filed your old one down to make it fit. And the thing was so slammed. It was like proper
it
squat,
ran,
wasn't
it? It all right. I just think it's...
just couldn't pedal over anything.
Just think you just wore your shoes out.
BB dragging every bottom out.
Bodging. That's funny, isn't it? Because with your bike set up and all, like, don't change gear pedaling uphill as far as I am. And he's filing shock down.
Who filed it down?
Probably Clive on it. Get Clive on it.
Get this in here. Why don't this fit in here? Yeah. Remember when you saw him? I was like, no way.
I don't
the dots connected. I was like, they've changed the bike completely, but
something's happened. It's not looking right here.
So funny.
Bodging.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good year. We did quite a bit there, didn't we?
Yeah.
In 18.
Yeah, yeah. That, yeah. Crankworks, Royal.
Hardline.
Me, you, and Craig, wasn't it? Me, you, and Craig went to Crankworks, and then you went off to an EWS, and me and Craig went Innsbruck.
Yeah.
That's and then we reconvened.
That's when you had duck ponds, innit?
Yeah, Craig, the jewel.
Craig had a duck pond, that was class.
Yeah, that slalom. That was a good slalom and all.
Yeah. That always a good dude there, aren't they?
Yeah. And then Innsbruck, when we went, was a big year, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We killed it, whip off that time.
Fresh bike. Whip off.
That's so big at the opening, do.
Yeah, what was it? It was like a posh building, wasn't it? We had a big...
Yeah, it was like, welcome to Crankworks.
Was it a Crankworks do?
I'm pretty sure it was like welcome night, opening
me,
party.
And Sammy want it, and then we went from there to Area 47, was it? Is that the swimming spot?
Is that the water?
Yeah.
Is it 47?
With five, where they
all
do
them diving boards and the indoor supercross.
Yeah, yeah, you were in your element.
Oh, I was just fired up.
Loving it.
Oh no, that was so good there.
Double back flipping off a 10 meter diving board.
It was so good.
It's mad, isn't it? See him light up when you get to a jump with water. It's like,
yeah. Like gym. A kid at Christmas, just looking at all the things he can do, just wanting to do them. I'm like, oh, water's a bit cold. He's like, firing out of a cannon, doing backflip. I'm like, whoa.
Did I get you in that?
I think I had
I'm
to go
sure
in that.
I'm sure I'm mad in your phrase, like, just get in it. just sit there. Just fire him out, like, yes. It would have been...
That place was cool, wasn't it?
So sick. I'd love to go back there.
Yeah, so we had... We'd come off Dirt Masters and then gone to Cannondale HQ
In Germany, wasn't
in
it?
In Germany, in Freiburg.
That's it.
And they'd built Dave a Jekyll for whip off because he just won Innsbruck whip off on a habit. Dirt Masters whip off on a habit. We built him a Jekyll for Innsbruck whip off and then. Oh, it was a day after the opening party and we just got so messy.
We signed on though, didn't we?
We signed on.
Well, I think
got a parking spot.
Oh,
but then we drove
job.
Back into town.
Yeah, parking spot were a big job. We got chased out of there and then we parked in town and said, you weren't allowed to stay in your van, were you?
On the phone to Ralph. Outside the van, giving it Ralph at 3.
Oh. Ralph in. His name's Ralph.
I think weather were a bit bad. That's why we ended up.
Yeah, there. It was a bit windy, wasn't it? So we were back at the wheel, like, nah.
It were dangerous, so we ended up going Area 47.
Leaving for Peeler.
No regrets. No, it was mint.
Which way is on?
Yeah, yeah. That's it, you're on.
Fiddling and lost it.
You've been on the whole time, though.
Just flicked it off.
Mimicking.
Good times, mate. Yeah, good times.
No, it's a funny story, though. I feel like with them things and all, and there's just loads of people, like even that little one at Malvin's, when there's people watching. I hate it, me, when you're in there's
like, oh, yeah, it's crack up, isn't it?
Like when people are watching you riding, and it's like a... Racing is not too bad, but if it's like a...
Yeah, different. I know what you mean, and it totally depends.
You just
depends.
Feel pressured in a weird way, don't you? And like, unless you're doing the best you can do, like you don't even want people looking at you anyway. Yeah. And just weird.
It's pretty like when you see like when we rode with Emil and that.
Gyro.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's on or it's just on. It's not like pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, he's unreal. Unreal, that was sick to see that.
Yeah.
PlayStation game, real life, wasn't it?
That's yeah.
Pretty much how you'd explain it.
If I were one of them on the start ramp, I don't want to do it.
I'm not following that in.
People watching.
No, Crankworks, imagine doing slopestyle and that like them boys. Mad. You can't even just go down and do whips, can you? He's like, it's got to be a three-tail whip.
Yeah.
Backflip, front flip.
Back to back and all.
Backflip, front flip.
Yeah. That would be, imagine that.
It's on that.
Seen that guy before, dude.
I reckon you got that. Alec Cannon.
In Tick Canal.
I got out of scissor lift on this motocross ramp and he just does a big air and just... Lands looks like he's just got a handful of front brake and then
front flips. I saw that as well.
Wild.
Brake small and all, really.
Yeah, the end bit.
Yeah.
The rotational area.
Yeah.
Huge air.
I have seen one of them onto a platform front brake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Axel's on it, hasn't he?
Has he?
I think so. In one of them videos that they did.
Do you know what I've seen? What I've buzzed off when
anyway.
He did back, he did the quarter pipe alley oop, didn't he? And Matt Clitway does the whip.
What, so he like whips?
Yeah, so instead of just doing an air, he just goes, and he does a massive whip, but doesn't have to bring it back.
Mad.
just leaves it out. And
yeah,
it
just
lands.
It's that way. Yeah, it just does a huge whip. And then when it should stop, it just keeps going.
I'm into mini bat threes, mate.
Yeah. That X Games, man, he get you in on my CRF. That X Games category, 110s.
Oh, mega. They're unreal in bikes, aren't they? Well, yeah. Mine's a 125, but 110s are a bit smaller, aren't they?
Yeah, so they're on the best.
Are we getting one? You'll get one, all right, yeah.
I reckon, it depends. If there's any cheap ones going about, let us know.
Anybody listening?
Yeah, if
not,
there's anyone
not
here,
a dealership.
I'm not paying for it off. No, they do look sick. I was looking.
I think because of the power of them, they're a bit underpowered. And I've just manipulated all my jumps and let the water in them. I should have just left my jumps because then I've ridden fine all winter, but now I've dug them all up and mashed them all up.
What have you mellowed them?
Just done loads of stuff.
You said you'd mellowed them and then...
Just was so excited to be in the digger and then on the bike and just...
Oh, so you're fully flat? Like,
no,
flattened,
just the bottom bit. Well, yeah, a few bits.
Just got fired up.
Just got fired up and now we're all soggy.
Okay.
So, I think summer will be mint. Still rides, but they're underpowered. They aren't that fast. They're just light, I reckon. Yeah. Like, you can pull them about. Like, where, probably lighter than them, aren't they?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, definitely. It's weird. It's like you're riding one of them silently. Yeah. Like, when you're watching Sesh, and you'd imagine,
The silence.
Like, when we're watching Jade pass Shag.
It's just weird, isn't it, watching racing like that?
Yeah, like, going inside, usually, like...
Even when you're on it, it doesn't fire up as much because it's silent. It's like, you want to hear your bikes, don't you?
Yeah.
But also, it's sick for doing dodgy rides. Just like in the woods where you're not really going to be.
Dodgy rides.
Inconspicuous.
Yeah, I haven't actually done any dodgy rides yet. I'm well keen though. Need some dodgy companions.
I'm in, mate. I'm dodging. I'm coming in.
Need some dodgy mates.
What about any trips planned next year? Got any ideas going to do?
I think Madeira's on.
Is it?
Hopefully, yeah. Trans Madeira.
Nice.
Defo keen to be
such
doing
a mint
that.
Week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, but mint week.
I haven't done it. Everyone that's done it says it's amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm dead keen to do that.
Trans racing is the best racing, in my opinion.
It's the only time, well, not only time, but you finish that and you're not bothered where you've come. You just...
Yeah, just chilling.
Yeah.
That was an amazing week.
Yeah.
Big time.
There's that one in the... It's just like loam corridor, like bobsleigh. And there's sometimes... Everywhere has got their own little, like...
Gully.
Like going local woods, you'll find a little, but this just kept going and going and going. And you just like couldn't believe it.
And it'd like be gully in here, and then it'd like the far right wall would go to where like far left wall was. It'd almost have staggers in it, wouldn't it? So you'd like
go round,
go across like a chicane in it.
Yeah.
Or
you could
like
just use
super
it
flowy,
as much as you
but
wanted.
Then bounce off it and drop through and go. It was insane, Matt. There were so many good stages.
Yeah, you're going to love that, man.
So many good stages.
Yeah, well keen for that.
Rad place as well. That was that all that mint street. Remember at the end of day four or something?
Yeah. And there's
all
that benches
and
that.
And trannies.
Do remember that. Might be on that, actually.
Fancy it.
I do fancy a bit.
Defo. I think Bald's keen.
Is he?
Yeah.
Because Big, yeah.
Skuzz will be keen.
Skuzz wants to do it, doesn't he?
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if there's an e-bike class.
Sir on class. Can you fly with Sir?
Yeah.
Trans Sir.
Up Bill.
Very good.
Well, cheers for being on, Dav.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, been a pleasure, mate. Wasn't that bad, was it?
No, right. I've been a bit nervous for you, but
you loved it.
I loved it.
You're going to set up your own podcast.
Yeah. I might actually set one up.
Yeah, get on to Dave.
Yeah, for your podcasts.
And your whips.
And your whips.
What's a whip?
I'm desperate for a little Slashkin, so.
So.
But yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. Much love. Cheers, kids. Say bye.
Yeah, nice one.